Big trucks. Blocking my ability to see oncoming traffic. That's great.
I might need to put on sunglasses at some point in this trip. After I make a right turn, I'll be faced with sunset right in my face. That's pretty cool.
Current slate of games. Yeah, it's fucking weird out there. Yeah, I think some people are missing the point. You know, there you see some comments on that are just like, oh, you're discounting all the download, you know, like Axiom Verge, blah, blah, blah. Like, no, I mean, if you read it, I'm kind of accounting for those in there. I'm just strictly talking about the games that we think of as kind of classically E3-sized games, the big announcements that still get people all fucking pumped. And I just, like, you know, for me personally, if we're going to buy these consoles and they're just going to be the home for $15 games that came out first on PC in a lot of cases, like, that's not a very compelling reason to own either console. It's just really fucking weird out there. And I just, like, Sony's first party is on fucking fire. I don't know, like what the fuck is going on over there, but it's just like burning to the ground. If you think about games that Sony is publishing. You know, you end up with stuff like The Order and, you know, Drive Club, which, you know, some people apparently like Drive Club, and that's fine, I guess. But it's like, you can't argue that it was a fucking mess for a long time, and if you want that PlayStation Plus version, it still is, apparently, right? I mean, they're just, like, they're not supporting their own platform the way that you would think they would, and that's weird. You know, Microsoft, towards the end of the 360, they fell back on, you know, their kind of common franchises and finished up their stuff, their Gears of War, you know, like, whatever, they're going back to it, obviously, but, you know, they kind of continued on Halo, but you got the impression, like, the first party stuff that was, you know, that supported the swaths of games, then you get down to the people that are just like, man, that's going to be the Halo box. Like, you don't really have people going like, man, that's the Killzone machine. Like, it's not the same. But yeah, you're right. Yeah, Microsoft isn't going hard on first party, but I feel like you hear more about their stuff. And maybe it's just a marketing thing, but like, I don't know. Like, the Sony stuff sounds like they are having, like, legitimate fucking problems internally when it comes to making games. But you know, Microsoft had a bumpy fucking start. Like, make no mistake, they fucked up. And those launch games, like, you know, Rise, like, fuck Rise, Jesus. And Forza 5 had a lot of issues, you know, around the edges of it. You know, like, you know, hey, Hotline Miami 2 is out on the PS4 this week, great. But, like, I want to play that on a PC. I want to play that with a mouse and keyboard. I actually really hate the way that game controls on a gamepad. So you end up with a lot of third-party stuff that's, like, varying degrees of excitement, and there's a lot of it coming out, and, or, you know, there's a fair amount of it coming out, and more still to be announced, or confirmed, and all that, but... those aren't console sellers. Unless you're a person who has discounted the PC, which, you know, in that case, you know, they are. I think there are plenty of people out there that do that. And I think, you know, whatever. I think that makes sense. There's going to be some people that just don't... you know, the PC is more complicated than a console. You know, you can talk all about fucking Steam boxes and HTPCs and, you know, all the different shit that you can do and how much easier it is than it used to be and all that stuff, but it's still... you know, you're still fucking running Windows. You're still... when something breaks, you don't go, hey, I need to talk to Microsoft. You go like, well, maybe it's the RAM, I don't know. You know, like, that process is a hassle. But fuck, it just seems like, you know, like Sony, they're lining up a lot of third-party stuff, and they're doing real well, and you know, they earned a lot of goodwill, and it just feels like the first-party team is just, like, pissing it away in a lot of cases. As Microsoft slowly gets their shit together, you know? Like, that's the thing you watch happening, is like, well, Microsoft fucking put someone else in charge that seems to actually understand how video games work in this day and age. They have a fucking team in place that can make that shit happen. They're working on the overall experience of using the console. They're iterating on it pretty rapidly. and they seem like they're in motion. You know, they did their price cut. They, you know, they fucking, they did shit. Whereas, like, Sony, you know, like, they confirmed all that 2.5 firmware stuff, the suspend resume, you know, it's like, good, they need to move on that shit. On that shit. You just look at it and you wonder, like, are we going to end up in this weird situation where, like, Sony had it all, but they couldn't keep it because they didn't have the pockets to go after exclusives the way Microsoft does, plus their own first party isn't helping their case enough, you know, like is that how it's going to go? Like, you look at it and it could. Fascinating to watch, you know, like as games and the types of games that we play change and widen and broaden out and stuff, like who makes that transition, who doesn't, like who figures out the path, who doesn't, and then, you know, can these console manufacturers gin up enough reasons to keep people buying those consoles once they burn through the early adopters and the people that are very gung-ho about that sort of stuff. Like, it's shitty to think about, but there are people out there that, you know, would look at the smaller games coming out, Hotline Miami and stuff like that, and go like, why would you buy a fucking new machine to play this? You know, people that want the visual splendor of a new console. And, you know, generally those people probably don't buy as many games, and they're not as educated on how games work and that sort of thing. So, you know, it's easy to fucking laugh, but, like, you don't get to 50 million fucking sold without fucking finding reasons for those people to get in. You don't hit mainstream numbers without, like, mainstream games. And I love a lot of fucking the $15, you know, $20 stuff that's coming out, download only. I think, I love it. Like, there's tons of fucking great shit coming out all the time, year round. They solved that problem. Like, there's just, it's unexpected. It's sometimes it's nostalgic and, you know, it, like, that stuff's fucking great. But you're always going to have a layer of people that would just be like, what is this bullshit? Like, people that would look at Axiom Verge and go, like, fuck, what is it? Like, why would I play this? This looks old. And that's a tough fucking sell. Games like that. Not Axiom Verge specifically, you know, like, well, whatever, but, you know, like, the retro style. You know, I think, you know, there's maybe a path to educate those people that, like, hey, no, you probably do want to get, you know, some platform that can play these games, because guess what? They're awesome. But, like, you know, you can't, they probably couldn't afford to make huge-ass games until the install base gets, like, to that kind of mainstream number. You know, you start to justify your spends on art and all the other shit that goes into making new games. You know, the more expensive development cycle that we're, like, looking at these days, I guess. And it's like Microsoft and Sony should be the companies that are in the position to do that because they have the most to lose, right? I mean, they can take something of a loss, or that's an investment for them because they can look at it and go, like, hey, you know, we're making this game, it will only be available on our platforms, and thus people will buy our platforms to play this big-ass game. Like, that's the cycle, right? But, like, Sony's not doing that. At the scale that makes sense, right? I mean, are they? I mean, Uncharted certainly has potential to be huge. It's fucking, you know, those demos look beautiful and all that sort of stuff. But also, yeah, Sony can't afford to make the investments they used to make because the whole company is in trouble. You know, outside of the games group, you know, like their TV business has been on fire for some time. You know, they have a lot of adjustments they need to make to Sony Electronics, you know, just Sony as a whole. What businesses they're in, how deep they're in them, and that sort of stuff. And all that stuff takes a toll on the game group. You know, to where, like, you know, Microsoft can get out there and say, like, hey, we were going to spend a bunch of money to get Tomb Raider. That's not a deal that Sony can make as often. And so they're very strategic about it, and, like, you know, I think they did well with, like, Destiny. Like, say what you will about Destiny, and obviously it's on both platforms, but with the way they marketed it, and getting, like, some exclusive content, which, you know, whatever, none of it was great. But by having that story to tell, they were effective at branding Destiny as a PlayStation 4 game. In a way that Microsoft isn't with Call of Duty. I mean, you know, they have the DLC first, but... But they don't go as far to say Call of Duty is here, you know, like that sort of stuff. And whatever, Call of Duty... Well, you know, whatever. It was still the biggest selling game last year, right? So, love it or hate it, like, that counts for something. You at least have to take it into consideration and think about its impact on console sales and the types of people that play it and that sort of stuff. Whatever. I think it was a good game this year, but that almost doesn't matter. That's what we're talking about here. You know, so Microsoft went out and got Tomb Raider. Like, you know, I'm sure that's a big deal for some people. I don't know what the original Tomb Raider sold and how big of a deal that actually is. Because I just look at it and go, like, well, you know, that previous Tomb Raider game was totally all right. But yeah, I just never liked it that much. It just never really did anything for me, so. And then you're like, fucking, you know, you got guys out there teasing fucking Battletoads. Like, give me a fucking break. Fucking come on. Battletoads is kind of terrible. Like, hey, check it out. We decided to make this fucking dumb knockoff of Teen Ninja Turtles, but with big fucking toads instead. What are they named? Oh, Pimples. Zits. It's just fucking stupid. So, yeah, I mean, whatever. They'll put Battletoads into Shovel Knight and do that, and fucking fine. But I get the impression that they're still trying to build up to, like, hey, we're making a new Battletoads, which is a fucking tragedy if they think that that's, like, oh, whatever. Like, people will get excited about that, and they don't fucking know why. Right? I mean, that's the thing. Like, there's a bunch of people that think that they remember Babs as a totally all right thing. But if you break it down as it being a fucking Ninja Turtles knockoff, and then also, like, those games were just fucking rough. They were fucking hard as shit. With all their fucking warps and fucking bullshit. Like, it never felt great. Battletoads never fucking felt great. The idea that, like, it just seems like one of those things where they're just, like, trying to get credibility with a certain segment of the audience by, let's say, like, hey, you know, we remembered we owned Battletoads. Hey, guys, we're Microsoft. We're pretty cool. Also, Battletoads. Hey, did I just say Battletoads? Oh, weird. What does that mean? I don't know. Battletoads is a funny thing to think about. What if we brought it back as a game? Like, no. What? Fuck. Come on. Fucking lane. And not mine. Fuck. Oh, you're talking on your phone. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to. Of course, no, I didn't mean to fucking interrupt.
Yeah.
J's take it to the bridge. Don't stop, pump that pussy.
Ah, classic hip hop.
I don't like dance music that sounds like someone wearing a really tall Dr. Seuss hat hopping from one leg back to the other. And that's what that just sounded like back there. That's what it sounds like to me. I can't really explain that more in more detail than that. I do like the dolphin noises though.
great. Good going, asshole, in your fucking jacked up pickup truck. Nice work fucking merging directly in fucking front of me.
Street Sweeper Radio, DJ K Slade, the Drama King is in the building. Zazzy Bell TV's in the building.
Hey.
Dream Girl is in the building.
What
What's going on, Dream? What's going on? Put your phone down. I told you about that stupid shit. There's no better than that. You understand the same?
Daddy K Slade.
Plan, I can cuss out. Upload the shit later. Upload it later.
Nasty things haven't changed.
Not at all. Not at all. We got every Dream Girl in the building.
Yes, finally. Dream I'm so girl. Happy to be here.
What's up? What you been up to?
Nothing. Finally out here in NYC permanently, and I'm so happy because I swear it took forever for me to finally get out here. Just shot the cover for you, Straight Stunting. I'm on the cover of Pressure Magazine, the February issue. And, you know, it's finally taking over. It took long enough, but, you know, patience is everything.
So you migrated out here, too?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
That's what's up.
Serious.
So you following Jazzy Bell footsteps?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so. She's like one of the most positive people that I know from Detroit. Like,
thank
don't
you
laugh.
Very much.
Don't laugh.
Over here, that's like heckling.
That's my big sister. Like, we from the same, hood, like Detroit East Side. And she just keep it so classy at all times. She not ghetto. She don't embarrass us on TV. Like, all the other people from Detroit. I be like, what the hell? Don't say you from Detroit. Like, don't do us like that. And she from the East Side. Like, people be thinking that Detroit, like, they be thinking like we from, like, Southfield and, like, the suburbs. Like, no, we are literally in Detroit. Like, in Detroit.
In the D, definitely.
So y'all wear... A nigga will punch you in your face if you don't get a phone over.
Oh, my God.
I've seen that happen on Belle Isle one time. Shout out to the D. You know Belle Isle.
Oh,
Jefferson.
My God. Yes. You know what? That's why I'm always nice to people, because you never know, people be having a bad day. Y'all not gonna take it out on me. Like,
absolutely.
Even if I get my number out, people like, you always get your number out to people. Because I was scared not to.
Because how we was raised and brought up. And I'm glad you made that point, because K Slay fucks with me a lot. Be like, yo, you too nice. Why you up in these niggas' faces? Because I was brought up to. I saw my own cousin get slapped just by giving a nigga a wrong number.
Terrible.
And you know, back then, cell phones wasn't really popular and popping like that. So once you get a wrong number out, you think you got time to go home and get away. But no, niggas going to the payphone, calling in.
Let me help you out.
They coming, they slapping
your ass. What happens when They call you, you don't answer, and they catch you again. You're going to get slapped.
Oh, anyway. Oh, no, this is my excuse. I lost my phone. I got a new number. Somebody stole my purse.
Gotta understand about D girls. We come in here, we come in focus, and we take the fuck over.
Blast the fuck.
Later on that day, my homie Dr. Dre came through with a gang of tank of wreck and a fat ass Jake of some bubonic chronic that made me choke. Shit, this ain't no joke. I had to back up off of it and sit my cup down. Tangeray and chronic, yeah, I'm fucked up now. But it ain't no stopping, I'm still popping. Dre got some bitches from the city of Compton to serve me. Not for the cherry on top. The one I bust my nut, I'm raising the monster cock. Don't get upset, girl, that's just how it goes. I don't love you, hoes, I'm out the dope. And I'll be
rolling down the street, smoking in windows, sipping on gin and pills,
laid back.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, smoking in windows, sipping on gin and pills,
laid back.
With my mind on my money and my money on my
mind. Rolling down the street, smoking in windows, sipping on gin and pills,
biatch.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Stay up on Backspin, the link to our email and our Facebook and all that jazz. But check us out at SiriusXM.com/Backspin. Come on, man, even a child could do that. Six and forever. Rock a block, rock a fella.
I'm feeling it.
Soldier Strikes movement to
I'll make no disrespect. It's my
do it. You're top two. And for everyone who's yet to see this artist live, it's unlike any performer in pop.
Oh, the HD radio signal is not stable enough to listen to all the way up here. How will I know what artist this is good live? Ryan Seacrest, help.
Y'all ready?
Ryan Seacrest, give it up!
Oh, no.
Right now, he takes the stage alone with just a guitar, just a mic, and captivates stadiums without the help of a bunch of stuff going on.
I hate stuff.
What is up, yo?
Ryan Seacrest, give it up.
Let's do it. You're top two. And for everyone who's yet to see this artist live, it's unlike any performer in pop right now. He takes the stage alone with just a guitar, just a mic, and captivates stadiums without the help of a bunch of stuff going on. It's around the world.
It's broken. I don't know if that's because I don't have a stable feed of the audio and it acts weird when that happens, or if their broadcast is fucked up. Thanks, HD radio. That's really good stuff. I'll stick to the satellite radio that actually works.
Stuff going on.
What is up, yo?
Yeah, I think their broadcast is broken.
Ryan Seacrest, give it up!
Ryan Seacrest, give it up.
Two. And for everyone who's yet to see this artist live, it's unlike any performer in pop right now. He takes the stage alone with just a guitar, just a mic, and captivates stadiums.
Captivates
stadiums. Without the help of a bunch of stuff going on. It's around the world.
What is up, yo?
Let's do it. You're top two. And for everyone who's yet to see this artist live, it's unlike any performer in pop right now. He takes the stage alone with just a guitar, just a mic, and captivates stadiums.
Captivates stadiums.
Without the help of a bunch of stuff going on.
We lost the signal again. But I feel like if I listen to it enough times, I'll eventually decipher it
and, for everyone who's
and
yet
understand
to see
the coded transmission.
Live, it's unlike any performer in pop right now. He takes the stage alone with just a guitar, just a mic, and captivates stadiums.
Captivates stadiums.
Without the help of a bunch of stuff going on. It's around the world.
What is up, yo?
Let's do it. You're top two.
I am constantly thrilled by this type of broadcast fuck up.
In pop right now. He takes the stage alone with just a guitar, just a mic, and
just a mic,
and
captivates
stadiums. Without the help of a bunch of stuff going on. It's around the world.
What is up, yo?
Let's do it. You're top
two. Let's do it. You're top two.
And for everyone who's yet to see this artist live, it's unlike any performer in pop right now. He takes the stage alone with just a guitar, just a mic, and captivates stadiums without the help of a bunch
of stuff going on.
What is up, yo? Ryan Seacrest, give it up!
Let's do it. You're top two. And for everyone who's yet to see this artist live, it's unlike any performer in pop right now. He takes the stage alone with just a guitar, just a mic, and captivates stadiums without the help of a bunch of stuff going on. It's around the world.
What is up, yo?
Y'all ready?
Ryan Seacrest, give it up!
Let's do it. You're top two. And for everyone who's yet to see this artist live, it's unlike any performer in pop right now. He takes the stage alone with just a guitar, just a mic, and captivates stadiums without the help of a bunch of stuff going on.
Okay.
It's around the world.
What is up, yo?
Captivates stadiums.
Give it up.
Let's do it. You're top two. And for everyone who's yet to see this artist live, it's unlike any performer in pop right now. He takes the stage alone with just a guitar, just a mic, and captivates stadiums without the help of a bunch of stuff going on. It's around the world.
What is up, yo?
Y'all ready?
Ryan Seacrest, give it up!
Let's do it. You're top two. And for everyone who's yet to see this artist live, it's unlike any performer in pop right now. He takes the stage alone with just a guitar, just a mic, and captivates stadiums without the help of a bunch of stuff going on. It's around the world.
It's kind of soothing, you know?
Let's do it. You're top two. And for everyone who's yet to see this artist live, it's unlike any performer in pop right now. He takes the stage alone with just a guitar, just a mic, and captivates stadiums without the help of a bunch of stuff going on. It's around the world.
What is up, y'all?
Y'all
ready? Ryan Seacrest, give it up!
Let's do it. You're top two. And for everyone who's yet to see this artist live, it's unlike any performer in pop right now. He takes the stage alone with just a guitar, just a mic, and captivates stadiums without the help of a bunch of stuff going on. It's around the world.
What is up, y'all?
Y'all
ready? Ryan Seacrest, give it up!
Let's do it. You're top two. And for everyone who's yet to see this artist live, it's unlike any performer in pop right now. He takes the stage alone with just a guitar, just a mic, and captivates stadiums without the help of a bunch of stuff going on.
Every time, I think it's going to be the last time, you know? Oh, we lost the signal.
Former in pop right now. Activate stadiums without the help of.
Without the help of a bunch of stuff going on. But I know on this sideband HD only channel they have here that they just run Ryan Seacrest on a loop, but I didn't realize it was this tight of a loop, you know. HD radio sucks. Like, this is lame. Like, I'm, you know, 35 miles away from San Francisco, where this station theoretically is, and you can't get it at all. There's no FM version of this station. It's just the, you know, you tune to 106.1 here, and then the first channel you get is their main station, the real station, and there's an HD version of that that sounds crisper if you're within range, but you can still get the FM. And then this alternate channel that they also broadcast is HD only. So you swap over to that, you never know what the fuck they're going to be playing. This one is just American Top 40 on loop for fucking Seacrest heads or whatever. But unless you're close enough to the city to fucking hit their antenna, you don't get shit. For anyone who's yet to see this artist live, know who this fucking super captivating artist is that's number two on the top 40 countdown. maybe I don't actually care.
What is up, y'all?
Y'all ready?
Ryan Seacrest, give it up!
Let's do it. You're top two. And for everyone who's yet to see this artist live, it's unlike any performer in pop right now. He takes the stage alone with just a guitar, just a mic, and captivates stadiums without the help of a bunch of stuff going on. It's around the world.
I'm gonna leave this on tomorrow morning and see if it's still looping like this. I wouldn't be shocked because, shit, who has a fucking HD radio and is actually using it? Like, no one. It's a dumb format. Especially to dig into these fucking sideband channels. Ain't no one got time for that. That's Zoom, Z-O-O-M, not Zune. That's for audio stuff. It's the, what is it, the N4H? I forget the actual model number. But it's a portable recorder. Not a Zune. Ryan Seacrest, give it up. Dark skies here at home. It was relatively clear on the way home, but now that I'm here, it is cloudy. It rained here today, I think, for part of the day. So there's definitely some dark clouds out at the horizon, making their way out of town, I guess. I guess actually they're still directly overhead. They just look more ominous in that direction because there's still a little bit of sunlight peeking through. Captivate stadiums. Without the help of a whole lot of stuff going on.
the way up here. Seacrest, give it up!
With a bunch of stuff going on.
It's around the world.
What is up, yo?
Drop the stage.
Y'all ready?
Around the world.
Ryan Seacrest, give it up.
Let's do it. You're top.
Let's
two.
Do it.
And for everyone who's yet to see this artist live, it's unlike any performer in pop right now. He takes the stage alone with just a guitar, just a mic, and captivates stadiums without the help of a bunch of stuff going on. It's around the world. Artist live, it's unlike any performer in pop right now. He takes the stage alone with just a guitar, just a mic, and captivates stadiums without the help. Let's do it. You're top two. And for everyone who's yet to see this artist live, it's unlike any performer in pop right now. He takes the stage alone with just a guitar, just a mic, and captivates stadiums without the help of a bunch of stuff going on.
It's comforting to know that
just a mic and captivates stadiums.
Everything is broken.
Without the help of a bunch of stuff going
on. Everything can break. Everything can get completely fucked up. Your fancy fucking automated radio station. Video games.
For everyone who's...
Everything. It's your fucking phone.
Top two. And for everyone who's yet to see this artist live, it's unlike any performer in pop right now. He takes the stage alone with just... Let's do it. You're top two. And for everyone who's yet to see this artist live, it's unlike any performer in pop right now. He takes the stage alone with just a guitar, just a mic, and captivates stadiums without the help of a bunch of stuff going on. It's around the world.
What is up, yo?
Throughout the stage.
Y'all ready?
Around the world.
Ryan Seacrest, give it up!
Let's do it. You're top two. And for everyone who's yet to see this artist live, it's unlike any performer in pop right now. He takes the stage alone with just a guitar, just a mic, and captivates stadiums without the help of a bunch of stuff going on. It's around the world.
What is up,